Showers and 22 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A war of words has raged in New South Wales Parliament after Member for Murray Helen Dalton asked Water Minister Melinda Pavey this question.
Before your approval of floodplain harvesting last Friday afternoon, which northern and southern stakeholder groups did you consult with, and why did you blame your bureaucrats for the decision? Doesn't the box backstop with you when it comes to major water decisions?
The member for Oxley responded by mentioning Ms Dalton's water licences, jeering that she's the millionaire from the Murray. Independents Greg Piper and Philip Donato and opposition leader Jodie McKay came to Ms Dalton's defence, begging the water minister to avoid personal attacks and answer the question.
If she wants to launch an attack, she can do that by way of substantive motion, not when we're talking about drought in a critical time for this state.
The future of the Murray Basin Rail Project continues to be a talking point in Victorian Parliament. Deputy Leader of the Opposition Peter Walsh says on Tuesday, Transport Minister Jacinta Allen referenced rail projects in Melbourne while ignoring the elephant in the room. Meantime, in the Upper House, Northern Victoria MP Tanya Maxwell flagged these concerns of the Basin Rail Project's future.
I asked the Minister if she can clarify whether the government is now only contemplating delivering a significantly modified and abbreviated model rather than the full original version of the project, given there are now widespread and growing concerns to this effect.
And the Mallee Sports Assembly is calling for written submissions for This Girl Can Week from March 23 to 29. They're seeking 100-word submissions by Saturday week, describing the big and small sporting achievements and milestones of women who feel empowered by being active. The Mildura Motorcycle Club is set to cancel this weekend's State of Origin sidecar meeting. Competitors have a busy season ahead and are resting up ahead of the Australian Sidecar Championships at the end of the month. And the first round of the Mildura Grand Tennis International continues today. We've already seen an upset in the men's draw. The eighth seed, Naoki Tajima, has been knocked out by Aussie Alexander Cernokrak in three sets. Only four matches have been played so far in the women's draw. Misaka Matsuda upset fellow Japanese player Sakura Hondo in straight sets, while Aussie wildcard Olivia Simmons pushed the second seed Leonie Kung, eventually losing in three sets. That's your latest news and sport.